You're listening to Intermezzo on KRWG. I'm Leora Zeitlin, and it is my pleasure to introduce Ginger Scarborough back to our studios from the Starlight Theatre Company, and Sophia Diven, an actress who we interviewed last year, and Isaac Morales, who will be performing in a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, coming up not this weekend, but the following two weekends here in Las Cruces. So welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ginger, let's start with you. You're the director. You're the one who put this whole theater company together years ago. And every year, usually you do Gilbert and Sullivan. This is a little bit of a departure, but what a wonderful departure. Midsummer Night's Dream, always a favorite performance and play to be seen, especially in the summer.
Yes, indeed. And for me, the opportunity for the cast to play Shakespeare and adding the beautiful music of Felix Mendelssohn, it just is a wonderful opportunity.
So how are you integrating the music with the play?
Well, Mendelssohn wrote underscoring to go with particular parts of the show, and so we use that underscoring as the actors are acting. And also he wrote two songs for the fairies to sing.
And that will be happening in
and
your production.
They will be singing those songs, yes.
So what made you decide on Shakespeare this year?
I love for the youth to learn the classics of theater, and Shakespeare I love to do. It's a different experience for them, and we've been studying how to play Shakespeare, and there are a lot of things that are new to them, and so it's a wonderful opportunity. And A Midsummer Night's Dream is the most fun of all the Shakespeares.
Yes, beloved for many, many reasons. And the music that we just heard so perfectly depicts this sort of enchanted fairy world in which Titania and Oberon reign. And we've got Titania here, who will be performed by Sophia Diven and Isaac Morales as Oberon. Tell us, each of you, about your acting background and how you got started with Starlight and where you go to school.
All right, well, I am Sophia, and I will be playing Titania. And I began acting in 2012 with the Doña Ana Lyric Opera. And I had a friend invite me to watch a production by Starlight Children's Theatre at the time, Patience by Gilbert and Sullivan. And when I watched it, I was absolutely enchanted. And I desperately wanted to be a part of it, and so I looked into auditioning, and I did the next year in 2014. I auditioned and played in Iolanthe, also by Gilbert and Sullivan, which was an absolutely gorgeous production, and I am homeschooled.
And what year are you in?
I just finished graduating high school, so I'm going to be going into college in the next year or so.
Going away or staying here? In Las Cruces, or you're not sure yet?
I'm not positive. Most likely, I'm looking towards attending NMSU, and I would love to do something in music, probably music education.
Isaac, tell us how you got involved in this and your acting career and where you go to school and what grade you're in.
I got involved with this show by looking around for auditions, as you do as an actor, because I was in Legally Blonde at the Community Theater to a certain date, and I found that this show started rehearsals immediately after that. And I called Ginger and asked if we could set up an audition, and we did. And I auditioned with a few other people of the Starlight Theater and got into that and got into the show. And I started acting in 2016 with my high school, Mayfield High School. I mostly got into it because I was so enthralled with musicals and how amazing they looked. And I thought, I want to do that. So I joined the theater. I got into the varsity program at our school and went to festivals and all that. And when I graduated, I decided I didn't want to be done with theater. So I looked for any opportunity to perform that I can. And right now I'm going to college at DACC in a computer science with a focus in programming. But eventually I want to use that to pay for theater courses at NMSU.
So I want to back up for a second. varsity program in theater. So this is like a competitive theater program?
You have to audition to get into the program at our school, and there are competitions. Like, there is a state competition that is done within the state itself, and then there is a thespian festival, which is held nationally, and you audition for a contest, and then they decide whether you move on to nationals and all this.
Huh. Wow, that sounds pretty exciting, actually, to using a sports mold for arts. And Isaac and Sophia, have either of you done Shakespeare before?
I have never done Shakespeare before. This is my first Shakespeare, and I think I'm adapting to it pretty well, and I'm loving it every minute of it.
Sophia?
I had never done Shakespeare before, and I was actually pretty nervous because I haven't done acting for too long, and when I heard that we were going to be switching over to do Shakespeare as opposed to Gilbert and Sullivan, I wasn't certain if I would be able to do well at Shakespeare because it is so different, and it's so much more sophisticated than how we normally interact and speak to each other. I didn't know if I could pick that up, but it's been a wonderful experience, and I really think that Mrs. Anderson has been a wonderful coach to all of the young people, because the cast is so young. They really require a lot of attention. But she's been doing great at coaching them, and they've been doing really well under her guidance. So it's been a really cool experience.
So usually in high school, when you read Shakespeare, you take weeks reading it slowly in an English class and discussing it and figuring out what it all means. So any of you can answer this question. How fast or how slow or how long did it take to read the play, know what you were going to be doing, and then memorize these parts?
Reading the play was the first step I took. It's a very good play, and it's very funny when you look into it. I think the idea of Shakespeare is if you want to find and see what is inside it, it is a lot easier for you to find. Whereas in high school, you're kind of being told what to do, and you're like, I don't really want to do this. But here, it's really fun. And the more you learn about the show, the funnier it gets, and the more you want to keep learning about it. Hmm. And memorizing has been very difficult, but very fun, as it feels like you're performing something that has been long held within time. And
are you finding that being in a play that's so old adds somehow to your experience?
Yes.
Knowing all the hundreds and hundreds and thousands of performances that have happened.
Yes.
Yeah. Intimidating but inspiring.
It's very intimidating, but also it's great that you're going to be part of something bigger than just yourself or your theater company.
Uh-huh. Okay. And Sophia, you want to say a little bit about studying Shakespeare?
Yeah, it was, you watch the great classic Shakespearean performances, and it is pretty intimidating because what you see, primarily the people who perform Shakespeare are people who are very experienced actors, people who have been on the stage for years and really know what they're doing. And so for such a young group to be undertaking memorizing it is very difficult. For me, though, reading through the lines, what really helps is to try, just kind of as you would with other roles, you try and find something that you really connect with, and you think, okay, I'm just portraying this emotion. And it becomes easier the more you do it, and the better you understand what the words are, the more you can really get into character, and it becomes kind of just like other performances that you've done. But you know that it has such a rich history that it really, if you can impart that to the audience, it feels like a really great honor to be able to do that.
And Ginger, did you do anything in particular showing them particular productions or movie productions of Midsummer or
I have not.
Okay.
Because I wanted them to develop their characters as they see them. But we did have a session in which we
looked at how to play Shakespeare, how to analyze the script. And each of them was required to go through and mark the rhythms. It's written in iambic pentameter, not always, but for most of the characters. And they were expected to do that and to discover for themselves how to pronounce the words, with the emphasis on not developing your character until you really understand
what you're saying.
What you're saying, yes. And then the character then comes forth from that.
And that is much of the challenge of Shakespeare, as you were saying, is really understanding what the words mean. It's not the way we speak nowadays.
Right.
Yeah. So when did the rehearsal start?
They started on June 25th-ish.
So very recently. And
was it June 18th?
June 18th, yes.
Okay. But basically a month of rehearsals.
So we're in our fourth week now.
How often do you meet?
Well, we meet every day, but not all the cast every day. This was the first time. It was very complicated with four different groups of actors and just trying to juggle them and give them each the time they needed.
Four different groups of actors.
Because of the royals, the romantics, the mechanicals, and the fairies.
Okay, all right. And there's a lot of confusing identities in Midsummer Night's Dream. Now, who's singing these two songs that are...
Well, I thought it was genius of Mendelssohn in his music to have the fairies be the one that sing. Because to me, that evoked that magical aspect of the fairies, and the rest of the humans don't sing. Although I did have the mechanicals, I added a song for the mechanicals because them being mechanical, they represent...
Explain what that means for somebody who might not remember.
It's really a double entendre. They are people who work in Athens, and we have set this in ancient Athens, and they work in Athens. They are tradesmen, so by calling them mechanicals, they are weavers and carpenters and joiners, and they also are very they're not sophisticated. They decide to put on a play, and as actors, they are very mechanical. Yeah. They are not good actors.
Well, that's the humor in it, is that they're putting on a play within a play at this crazy love story of there's Thisbe and
Pyramus.
Yeah. Okay, so I know one of the songs is something about spotted snakes, but what's the other one?
The other is Through This House Give Glimmering Light. Okay. And this is when Oberon and Titania, at the very end of the play, urge the fairies to bless the palace of Duke Theseus as they have just, Theseus and Hippolyta have just gotten married along with two other couples, and the fairies come in to bless the house. And they sing that song.
Okay. And Titania and Oberon, who will be performed by my guest today, they're the king and the queen of the fairies, right? How young are your little fairies running around?
Most of the fairies are around 13 and 14 years old. They're not young, but we do have a 5-year-old and a couple of 8-year-olds, and our changeling boy, who is... he's 6 years old.
Okay, so you've got a nice age range. And just tell us a couple of other cast member names. Who's playing Puck?
Puck is being played by Jacob Estep.
Okay.
Demetrius is
he's performed before in your Gilbert and Sullivan.
Jacob has, yes.
I remember.
He was in A Midsummer Night's Dream in 2011.
Oh, okay.
As a little tiny boy.
Now he gets to be Puck. What a fun role that is.
Yes.
Okay.
And our Demetrius is played by Stephen Trujillo, and Lysander by Ethan Estep, Hermia by Valerie Delplaine, and Helena by Elizabeth Lohman.
Ginger Scarborough, who's been speaking, is the director and founder of the Starlight Children's Theater. You've been doing this for many years. How long?
Yes. We started in 2007.
Okay, well, that's wonderful.
This is our 12th year.
And it's a wonderful summer program for young people, as you've been hearing. So the performances are coming up next Friday, Saturday, July 20th and 21st at 7 o'clock in the evening, both nights, and also a Saturday matinee at 1 o'clock. And then it continues at the end of the month, Friday and Saturday, July 27th and 28th, 7 p.m. both evenings. And it looks like you've got a children's matinee at 10 a.m. on the 27th, but that's a couple weeks later. We'll announce it closer to the time as well. How long is the whole production?
It will last approximately 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the song that you have added for the Mechanicals, because that's a little anachronism. But it's sort of a wink, wink, nod, nod to your previous productions.
It is. It is. It's called My Eyes Are Fully Open, often referred to as the Matter Song, because they keep saying in the song, it really doesn't matter, it really doesn't matter. And the Mechanicals are preparing a play to perform for Theseus' wedding celebration. But they are so afraid that they're going to be put to death if they offend the Duke. And so they're talking about... What if we get killed? And I thought about this Matter song from Gilbert and Sullivan's Rudigor, in which they say, I do not want to perish by the sword or by the dagger, but it really doesn't matter. And I thought, this would be so fun. It's a song I've always wanted to perform, and it's a fast patter song. And I thought, let's see if our actors can do it. They have risen to the occasion, and they're doing a great job of it.
So right in the middle of Shakespeare, we get a little bit of Gilbert and Sullivan.
And it's a very clunky sounding song, so I thought it fit very well with the Mechanicals.
It's very imaginative of you. All right, back to Sophia Diven and Isaac Morales. What's your favorite moment in the play, each of you, or favorite line, or something that when you're performing it, just really, this is what it's all about for you?
Something that I think is one of my favorite moments is for the character of Titania, which really helped inspire me to audition for the role in the first place, was when she's first introduced on stage. Really, the first exchange that she has with any character is with Oberon, and they're fighting over this little changeling boy that she has, and she refuses to give him over to Oberon, and her character just comes off with so much power, and it's really great to be able to take on a persona, because in day-to-day life, I generally don't enjoy yelling at people. I don't come across too strong, but it's just an opportunity to really become someone else, and she displays a lot of strength of character, and she stands her ground against her husband, who she's arguing with, and she very steadfastly, she tells him why she doesn't want to give over this changeling boy, and I liked the way that Shakespeare wrote the character, and it was something that's really enjoyable to do on stage, because it's different from myself, and it's something which I think I enjoy the strength that she portrays. I think that's really cool.
And that's part of what acting is about, is you get to be in somebody else's head and body and mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the most enjoyable part, for sure.
How about you, Isaac?
There's this fairy dance that happens before me and Titania first enter and greet each other. And during that moment, at first it's just Titania's fairies dancing around her and being all fun with her and her changeling boy. But then my fairies enter, and I follow in behind them, and it's just this moment where, you know, it's these two opposing sides, and I'm looking straight at Titania, and she's looking straight at me, and it's that moment where you know something is about to happen, something big, and you feel that as an actor, and that is one of the best feelings I think we create throughout the entire show, is the feeling of conflict and...
suspense.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, excellent.
And I must add, these two talked about being intimidated, but they grabbed hold of those roles even during auditions and took them and took over, became those characters.
And did they have to audition with Shakespearean monologues?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Memorized?
Memorized.
Okay, and yes. How long a passage do they usually require?
I gave you maybe 20 lines or so. Uh-huh. It was a pretty hefty passage.
Wonderful. Good luck with these final, the final days of rehearsals. Have you gotten onto the stage already?
We will go to Atkinson. We'll start rehearsing next week on Monday.
Okay, it's at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Excellent. A Midsummer Night's Dream, next weekend and the following weekend, July 20th, 21st, and 27th and 28th. I've been speaking with Ginger Scarborough, Isaac Morales, and Sophia Diven, both of whom will be performing in this production of Shakespeare's play. And thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.